This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told his cabinet there's been a dramatic drop in U.S. weapons deliveries for Israel's war effort in Gaza. With his remarks on Sunday, Netanyahu doubled down on accusations his country's top ally, the United States, was withholding weapons shipments despite denials from U.S. President Joe Biden's administration. Netanyahu said the drop in arms shipments began 4 months ago without specifying which weapons. A facility helping displaced families was hit by an Israeli airstrike on Sunday, according to witnesses. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
8 Palestinians were killed on Sunday in an Israeli airstrike on a building near Gaza City being used to distribute aid, according to witnesses. They said the strike hit part of an industrial college run by the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA. Mohamed Tafesh, one of the witnesses, described how some were collecting water and others were receiving coupons when the strike hit. He said they'd since been pulling people from the rubble. The Israeli military did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Juliet Tuma, UNRWA's director of communications, said the agency was looking into the details of the reported attack. She added that since the beginning of the war, nearly 190 of their buildings had been hit.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Israel says it's investigating an incident into the conduct of its soldiers after a video surfaced online on Saturday showing an injured Palestinian being transported on the hood of an Israeli armored car in the northern West Bank. The army said the man in the video was a wanted suspect and injured during an exchange of fire between Palestinian militants and Israeli forces near the city.